Blog Talk Radio.
What I long for,
Hallelujah. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Apostle, a.k.a. the Bishop Sherlene Cook, and I am so blessed to welcome you all here tonight for another installation of All Nations Christian Fellowship's Bible study with its founder, hallelujah, and anointed servant leader, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Now, my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bible, get something to write with and to write on, and now give your undivided attention to God's anointed, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. I praise God today for his goodness and his mercy. I thank God that I'm back on as of tonight. I wasn't able to be on last Wednesday, but I thank God for tonight, and I thank God for his healing power. Hallelujah. We are healed by his stripes. Hallelujah. We are healed. Hallelujah. And he did that for all of us a long time ago. Amen. And we're going to talk about that tonight. All right. Tonight, our Bible study, as before, is still on redemption. And what does it mean? So we're going to finish it up tonight. Just going to kind of review a little and add a few other things. But we will finish it tonight. So let's get started. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have a brief, I will have a brief word of prayer, and we'll go right into it. Father God, I come to you tonight asking that you would forgive me of anything that's inside of me, no matter what it is, anything that would displease you. I pray, Lord, that I would be forgiven in Jesus' name. And if it's anything, Lord, that needs to be surfaced, I pray that you would surface it in order that I may fix it. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father God, I want to also lift up those that have called in, those that are sick, those that are afflicted. Praise God, those that could not be with us tonight, we ask that you would touch them, that you would heal them. In the name of Jesus, that they will be able to be with us on the next lesson. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Talking about redemption. Hallelujah. And a while back, and I'm sure some of you would remember, that the Lord gave me the word purpose. And from that word, purpose, for each letter in that word, he gave me something to teach on. And I remember that redemption was one of those. And that was a while back. Praise God. We talked about prayer. We talked about unity. We talked about redemption and reconciliation. And I did a more further study on reconciliation at that time. Praise God, and anyway, you all know the rest, but we're focusing on redemption again tonight, and what it means, because we need to really know the meaning, and we need to really focus on that meaning, because it is so important that we know, hallelujah, that we are redeemed, hallelujah, by Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary, not just what he did on Calvary, but what he suffered on Calvary. And it was all for us, praise God. And it was all about us being saved. That was the reason, hallelujah, Jesus died, was so that we could be saved, so that we could have eternal peace and eternal life with him. Hallelujah. So it should be all worth it to us, because it was the shedding of our Savior's blood that brought it about for us in the first place. Praise God. So I'm going to just, I know those of us that heard before know the meaning of redemption, but I'm just going to go over it a little bit more again. And the action of being saved and regaining possession, God's plan for the redemption, this was God's plan for the redemption of the world, okay? That's all of us, praise God. It was an exchange for payment, hallelujah. It was a clearing of a debt that we could not pay, praise God. But Jesus could. And so his Father gave his Son, hallelujah, so that we could be saved, praise God. But he had to die for us, hallelujah. But we know that he was risen again on the third day. Jesus didn't stay dead. Jesus is not yet on the cross, amen, hallelujah. He sits at the right hand of his Father, hallelujah, making intercession for us. Praise God, still praying for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He taught us how to pray, but he's yet praying for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this was about the work of Christ, redemption, the work of Christ on our behalf, whereby he ransoms at the price of his own life, securing our deliverance from bondage, our deliverance from sin and shame and condemnation, hallelujah, freeing us of our guilt and all the stuff that we were doing, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, all the stuff that we were doing, which was sin, amen, hallelujah, praise God, all our wrong and evil doing was sin. Praise God. But through him forgiving us, hallelujah, restoring us, hallelujah, providing salvation for us. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what came about due to his redemption. Praise God. We were freed from damnation, from curse, from doom, from loss, from harm, endangerment, hurt, and all of this stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we went through some of that while we were yet in our sins. Praise God. Because then we were an enmity to God. We were separated from him. So in other words, we were an enemy, actually. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But thank God for Jesus and what he has done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it was through the suffering of Jesus Christ, all of the agony and the suffering, hallelujah, that took place in Gethsemane. I'm sorry. Through us repenting, hallelujah, and coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him, praise God, through repentance, because that's needed, because we were all born in sin, and all of us were, due to the fall of Adam and Eve. We were born in sin. Each and every one of us were in need of a Savior, and that Savior, as we know, is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we have been reconciled with him so that we can have fellowship with him. Amen. Fellowship with him and also with man. Hallelujah. Fellowship with one another. Being able to if we've done hurt someone intentionally or otherwise, we can go to them in repentance, and we can ask to be forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, you know, he brings about, excuse me, that fellowship with one another. Praise God. So, even in my own life, you know, I'm thinking about the reconciliation that has gone on, you know, in some years and even some more recently, even with my own family members, even with one of my children. But God brings that about. Amen. Hallelujah. And so with that, the reconciliation that came through him, hallelujah, can also help us to bring about that same reconciliation within the body, within our families, within our neighbors, hallelujah. Maybe you haven't gotten along with a neighbor for a period of time, but God will bring that about in you because you are a believer, to be reconciled with that neighbor, with that person, with that coworker, or whomever, or that church member. Praise God. So through him, we have been forgiven. And so through him, we must also forgive. Amen. Because our Heavenly Father said that if we don't forgive, he will not forgive us. Amen. So that's how important it is. Praise God. And it's all also important to know that we need one another. Praise God. We need one another. Hallelujah. Our church, and I'm talking not about the building, but our church is made up of believers and unbelievers. Amen. Hallelujah. And hopefully when unbelievers come into our community, praise God, we, hallelujah, hopefully can bring them into that place where they're ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ if they have not, and be saved. Praise God. So we as believers, God unifies us into a community, hallelujah, where we can work together, hallelujah, as one body. Praise God. Hallelujah. The body of Christ functions best, okay, and more beautifully when all members can serve God, hallelujah, and each other to the best of their ability. Amen. Hallelujah. We're all important in the body of Christ and to one another. First to God and to one another. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say this, that for the believer, discouragement can come in many ways, but we need to know that Satan is usually the instigator. Amen. Because he wants to keep our focus on negative things instead of on being on God. Okay.
Yes.
And so we have to be aware of that and know that God has made a way for us, you know, to, he's given us power for one thing. Hallelujah. If we've been accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is within us. And God gives us that power over the enemy, praise God, so that we, hallelujah, can continue, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, that we don't get discouraged, that we don't go. Sometimes that'll happen, but God has given us a way. And the word of the Lord says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So no matter what the enemy tries to do to get you off track or get you to go back in the sin or whatever, and he comes and he tries to entice us, and he also comes and tries to tempt us to do things that maybe we did in the past. But now that we know God, hallelujah, we can say no to Satan because God gives us power over him and all of his unrighteous, evil intentions. Amen? Praise God. So we know that we can go to God. If you're a new convert, a new believer in Christ, you can go to someone that is stronger in the Lord and ask for prayer and express the areas that you're weak in, and you can go to God on your own. You can pray for yourself, but you can also go to someone else, amen, the stronger in the body of Christ, your leader, or maybe another member, okay, or a family member, hallelujah, that's mature in the Lord, and ask for prayer. So, you know, there's a way. There's a way around Satan's tricks. Praise God. Amen. Jesus Christ redeemed us. As I said before, he brought about through his death and his resurrection. Praise God. Salvation has been provided. Amen. And I'm going to go to a couple of scriptures right now in the Bible, and they're very familiar to many of us. And the first one is in 2 Corinthians, and we know it, but I'm going to go to the scriptures, because that's what you do, and I'm going to read it. And that is 2 Corinthians, and that's 5. Chapter 5, verse 17. Amen. Okay. And it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. And all things are of God. The next verse says, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, which is what I was talking about a little while ago. Amen. And it says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word reconciliation. Okay? Isn't it a blessing to be reconciled back to God? Hallelujah. Amen. When we were separated from him, when we were in our sin, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. All right. So as a result, we have become new in Christ Jesus. That means we have taken on a new nature, hallelujah, and forgiveness. And the Holy Spirit resides within all of us who trust in our Savior. He guides us, he warns us, and he fills us so that we're never without comfort or counsel from him. And he also seals us so that our eternity is secure. Our eternity in Christ Jesus is secure. And it tells us that in Ephesians, the first chapter, and I'm going there now, to Ephesians, the first chapter, and it's the 13th verse. And it says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believe, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Praise God. Okay, now I'm going to go to 1 John 1 and 9. 1 John, first chapter, and verse 9. Okay. Okay, here we are. And it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. And that, and so we change because he goes on to cleanse us as well. Hallelujah. From all unrighteousness. And if, and when he cleanses us through the word of God, through the washing of his holy word. The more that we take in, hallelujah, the more we cleanse. The more the word we take in, the more we cleanse. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we begin to take on his attributes. We begin to show the characteristics of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because the more we get into his word, the more we hear his word, the more we read his word, praise God, the better off we are. Hallelujah. And that brings about growth, spiritual growth. Amen. Spiritual growth and maturity, which is what we all need. Amen. Hallelujah. We all need it. Praise God. From the time that we are saved, hallelujah, on through the rest of our lives, praise God, hallelujah. And we continue to learn more and more about him through his holy word, amen, hallelujah, through teachers, through evangelists, through pastors, through prophets, through pastors, hallelujah, that he has trained up, praise God, hallelujah, and hopefully those are the ones we come under to learn more about him, those that he has trained, those that have come to that place in Christ Jesus where they're walking upright, hallelujah, before God and his people. Amen. And those are the ones, hallelujah, that he wants to use for the sake of others. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, there's another few other scriptures that I want to share with you. One is Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 7. And it says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that we're to be servants? Jesus was our best example as a servant. Praise God. He came to serve. He actually came to serve, and he served. We know that his time that was spent on earth, hallelujah, Jesus served in many capacities, and we are to do the same. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read a little bit more in that passage. It says, and the eighth verse says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Praise God. So we have all of this in our Savior. But we too are to be servants. Now, when we were in our sins, we were servants. We were slaves, actually. We were less than servants. We were slaves. Hallelujah. But when we come to Christ Jesus, we no more have that slave mentality. Hallelujah. We become a servant of God, and we're free. We're not in bondage. We're free. Hallelujah. First of all, free from our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. And free from all kinds of things, destruction and all kinds of things, and some of the things that I read earlier. We're free from that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he has made us free, as it says in John, the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse. Hallelujah. He made us free. Hallelujah. He changed our lives. He transformed us. We're no longer the same. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we come to know Christ, when we follow in his ways, follow in his footsteps, walk in obedience, walk in the Spirit, have that desire, praise God, even when we don't understand everything, still have that desire to want to follow Christ, to want to walk in obedience, whether we understand it or not. Sometimes he will give us certain things to do, and we may not understand it, but if God is telling you to do it, then you must do it. You must obey. Hallelujah. And rewards come through our obedience. Praise God. And if you have the love of Christ in you, you're not looking to be rewarded, but you're looking to please God. But in doing so, we are rewarded. Hallelujah. We're rewarded right here on earth. And, of course, we have our other rewards coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus face to face. But he has rewards for us now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're no longer under the law. Hallelujah. But we're under grace. And he has so much for us. So much for us through his grace. Through his grace. Hallelujah. He has given us so much. We have favor. Hallelujah. We have what we desire. We have what he wants us to have, which is the best. What he wants us to have is always best. Amen. Praise God. However, he did say that if we delight ourselves in him, he would also give us the desires of our heart. And that's because by that time, our hearts are matched up with his. We have him in our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So we take on the heart of God. Hallelujah. Like David. Praise God. He had a heart for God. We too should have a heart for God. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed. And the Bible tells us that the redeemed of the Lord should say so. Not just say I'm redeemed, but let it be shown through your what you do, your obedience, your characteristics of Christ. Hallelujah. Which you have taken on. Hallelujah. Being Christ-like. Showing your Christ-like abilities, praise God. And that's what people look at. And, you know, we don't have to walk around and say I'm redeemed or put a sign on us, but people need to see the change in us. They need to see us transformed. They need to see us living the Christ-like life. Hallelujah. People need to see how we treat one another, how we entreat others, Praise God. It makes a difference. Hallelujah. People then will know that we have been redeemed and by the love that we show toward one another, they will know. Hallelujah. So when we think about to say we're the redeemed, that's how we can say it, in our own actions. How are we acting? What are we doing? Hallelujah. How are we treating others? How are we treating the less fortunate? How are we treating the unhoused? How are we treating those that are not lovable? How are we treating the ones, hallelujah, that have no hope? How are we treating them? Are they seeing Christ in us? We hope so, because if we're the redeemed, it should show forth. Praise God. Okay, that's all I have to say on that. Peace. We'll go a little farther. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, when we really take on Christ, to me, that's like grace being on display. Okay? That people can really see the compassion that we have, the humility that we have, the appreciation that we show toward others. Hallelujah. And being thankful for God's blessings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then people can see the transforming work, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. They can know that we are different. Hallelujah. Like Paul, when Paul became Christ-like, when he accepted Christ, when he really turned his life around, well, we know how, but we know how, praise God, and that's how we all come to Christ. Something happens. Something happens. Hallelujah. And a light comes on, and we really begin to understand that we weren't walking, hallelujah, in the way that we should have been. Okay, well, we know that Paul's life was transformed. And Paul, hallelujah, displayed more and more of Christ-like qualities, hallelujah. Not only in his actions, but in his writings. Praise God, his humility, and all of that. Even when Paul was in prison, he still cared about those that didn't know Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So our lives change when we come to know Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But Paul's life was an example of God working through sinners and transforming them. Hallelujah. So it took Jesus to die for us as sinners, praise God, so that we could be transformed. Hallelujah. So that we could be all that he wants us to be, all that he's called us to be. Praise God. Are we allowing God's favor and his love to work within us so that others, hallelujah, can know about grace? Because that's what it all comes down to, his grace, his grace, hallelujah. We have been saved by grace. God saw fit, hallelujah, to spare us by his grace. Amen. I'm thanking for it. Praise God. Okay. Scriptures here to share. And then maybe you might have some questions. I'm looking at scriptures I've already read, but let's see. I know Romans 6:6 lets us know that we were in darkness, and we were under the influence of the enemy, okay? But we have been freed, thank God. Thank God. We have been, Jesus has released us from bondage, from our sins, and from death. Hallelujah, which relates to salvation. Hallelujah. We've been saved, praise God, by grace. We have been delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're to be an influence. An influence for the world. Not a spotlight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But an influence. That we might make a difference. That we might make a difference for someone else. Hallelujah. Our past sins have been washed away. Jesus has freed us. He has cleansed us. Hallelujah. He has made us worthy. We couldn't be worthy on our own. He has made us to be valuable to him, valuable to others. Praise God. Hallelujah. And to be used for his glory. We are now new creations. Praise God. We're not the same. Hallelujah. We've been forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. For all of that stuff that used to be in us and free from all the bad decisions that we made. Hallelujah. And how we treated others in the past and how we may have hurt someone in the past. Hallelujah. We've been freed from all of that. So we are ready to be used. Okay, when we come to that place in Jesus Christ, then he can use us, hallelujah, and we can allow others to know who he really is, hallelujah. Let them know about redemption. Let them know about forgiveness, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and I thank him for that tonight. I thank him for how he changes us, how he blesses us, how he takes care of us, how he gives us his peace. Hallelujah. We have joy. And all of these things have come about because Jesus saved us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And because we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. That's where it begins. Praise God. And it continues, hallelujah, hopefully for the rest of our lives, hallelujah, that we can be with him throughout eternity. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not our own, hallelujah. And then he says, all these things will be added unto us, all of those things that we desire, that we have need of, hallelujah. That he has already given us, has already promised us. We have all of that. We just have to believe it. And that's the issue so often, that people just can't believe, hallelujah, that God has all this in store for us. Hallelujah. And some people still think that they don't deserve it. Well, none of us really do. But God promised these things to us. Hallelujah. He promised it because of his love for us. Hallelujah. That's why he shed his blood for us, because of the love that he has for us. Praise God. Caused him to do what he did. Willingly. Hallelujah. Because he obeys his Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when we come to Christ, we learn that we can resist the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And how we resist him is we bring ourselves closer to the Lord. The closer we come to Jesus, praise God, the better, the easier it becomes for us to resist the devil. And as we resist him, he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that's how we maintain our salvation that was given us freely. We didn't have to earn it. We didn't have to work for it. But Jesus gave it to us freely. Hallelujah. But we must walk in obedience to him. He gave us his word for us to follow. And so as we do that, we're going to find ourselves being who we're supposed to be, and we're going to be in a place, hallelujah, where we can serve others as well. Amen. Yes, I think I'm just about done here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, we have the power of his grace. Hallelujah. Upon us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus made himself, came in the form of a man. Hallelujah. And took on the nature of a servant. And he did it for us. And so he is that example. So we want to follow him. Praise God. Humbly, we want to come before him. Praise God. We want to have the right attitude toward others. We want to stay prayerful. Hallelujah. Pray and pray and pray. Hallelujah. Prayer is so important because prayer changes things. Not only
yes.
does it change us,
yes.
but it can change others. As we pray for others in the body of Christ, we can see the changes, hallelujah, that take place. We can see the healings. We can see the miracles, hallelujah. We can see deliverances happen, hallelujah, as we pray, hallelujah, as we continue to pray. And the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Always have a prayer in your heart. Hallelujah. It's communing with our Heavenly Father. Praise God. And we can come to him. And that's a privilege to have, to be able to communicate with him. Communicate with him for anything. We should take everything to God in prayer. Everything. Hallelujah. Be mindful that others need prayer. Maybe we may not need it right now. Hallelujah. Or we may not think we do. We always do. Because we don't know everything. We don't know what's coming next. We don't know whether we're going to be afflicted, you know, next or whatever may come upon us. But we do know that whatever comes upon us, hallelujah, we have a God. Hallelujah, that will heal us. We have a God that will take care of whatever the need might be. And so we don't have to worry about anything. He said, cast all of your cares on me, for I care for you. He cares about us. Hallelujah. We don't have to hold on to anything, no sicknesses, no diseases. Hallelujah. Nothing that comes against us, there's always an expiration date. Amen. Hallelujah. If we trust God in it, no matter what the situation is, God can change it. If only we trust him and believe upon his word, he will do it for you. Amen. God bless you. I'm done. I'm going to turn this part of the service back over to Apostle Shirley Cook. And thank you for thank you for being in the study. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, thanks to God, we have heard the word on tonight. We have heard our review on redemption. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus Christ was God's redemption plan in action, in motion. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to come here to die for our sin, but he did. And he did it humbly. He did it obediently. And he did it because he loved us. I tell you what, saints, you know, one of the marks that you that are being redeemed, you can, as Apostle Zeta said, is if you're not fit, if you don't, if you're too good to serve, then you're not fit to lead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us,
thank you,
we enter into the body of Christ, some of us have a tendency to become, we want to act like we're Holy Ghost Junior, like we've arrived, like we've gotten ourselves all together. But the word of God declares and decrees in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 9, he says that he has begun a good work in us that he will perfect until the day he comes, when he returns. So that should let all Christians know that we are constantly going to be walking in this redemptive process. It is a process because the more
Amen.
We get to know God and the more we realize that there are things in us that are not of God, then the more we will repent, the more we will understand that we will love that process of reconciliation, no longer condemned, hallelujah, no longer cast out, but we can go to God when we fall short. We can cry out to him knowing that he, by the power of his Holy Spirit, is right there to strengthen us, hallelujah, in those times when the enemy comes against us. He will be there to encourage us and tell us to keep going. He will be there to lift us up and out whenever we need him to do so. So I know that we have some faithful All-Nation students in the house tonight. We have Mother Matt T. Scott and we have Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. But if there's anyone else sitting in the studio tonight and you have a comment or you have a question, if you're in the studio, you can simply press your 1 on your keypad, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you are listening via the chat room, if you have a comment or question, you can begin to type that comment or question now, and I will relay it to the apostle. Thank you. So right now, we're going to have... We're going to start with Mother Shirley Mitchell, and then we're going to go to Mother Baptiste Scott. Hallelujah. And so we will begin with you, Mother Mitchell. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful lesson, my Pastor Zeta. It was so beautiful and so right on target, and about redemption and the purpose that it serves for us and through our Savior's death and resurrection, we are redeemed. We have been repurchased and saved by
mm-hmm.
the Savior for his use and
Amen.
His glory and his purpose in
Amen.
Our lives. And if
yes.
we are not doing that in our lives and helping others to understand and how and learn to do that in our new converts, then somewhere along the way we're missing a little bit of a big boat, because that's what we are supposed to be doing. And people, you know, I used to think when I was younger, people would say, well, to me, how's people going to know that you're a Christian?
Mm-hmm. I will.
Well, they should know I'm a Christian by how I'm going to treat you, that you would dare to ask me that question. And I
Amen.
Say with much love to you, God knows my heart, and he
oh,
knows.
Yes.
I would like and hope and pray that I'm going to say, do something that will help you to know that as well, not only where I stand with God, but where exactly do you stand with God?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And his
All right.
Glory that he passes from
Thank
glory
you,
to
Jesus.
Glory.
Amen, Mother Mitchell.
For this lesson on redemption, and it was just wonderful. There's just so much
Amen.
Good food in here, just wonderful. Thank you, Apostle Zeta. I love you.
I love you too.
Amen.
Thank you,
Mother Mitchell. Okay, we're going to go now to area code 510, the last four digits, 2227. Hallelujah. Come on in the room.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Area
can you
code
hear me?
510. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Hi, this is Ron.
Yeah, we know.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, there is so much in there. So let me start by thanking Apostle Zeta for the message. And I'd like to point out a couple things Zeta.
Okay.
You were telling us at one point toward the end there how prayer is important. And,
yes.
and then you said, pray without ceasing. Now,
yes.
I recall in a conversation with you a little while back, I told
uh-huh.
you that was not strong points, remember?
Yes,
and
yes.
You better rectify that or something to that effect. And I would have you to know, and even I, when you said, pray without ceasing, looked at each other and smiled, because as I have been taken over where I am, one of the things I
mm-hmm.
say almost every Sunday now is to pray without ceasing. And
yes.
so I thank you for that, for putting me in that direction. Praise God. My
yeah.
uh-huh. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
As I would have, it could have been, but I was listening to you, okay? All
Amen.
You said, listening to you. And I wanted to, she made a comment about Holy Ghost Jr. And one of the things I have found when I'm trying to witness to some people is that their experience with people who try to be Holy Ghost Jr. has turned them off, has made them
yes.
back off, you know, has made them uncomfortable, if you might, with Christianity. Obviously, Christianity and Christ in me has changed my life, and those who knew me before are seeing the change. And one of the things I was careful to do, and only God put this in me, was to, as I was changing, because He changed me all the time, like you mentioned in your message, was point a finger, not to say I'm better than thou. To let them understand, I am no better than thou. God's not a respecter of persons. You just
That's
need
right.
to come follow Christ, and He will do the changing. You know, some of the times they say, well, I'm going to come to Christ when I get right. I say, well, if you can get right by yourself, what do you need Christ for?
Yeah, okay.
Amen.
So
Good point.
Him.
Glory.
So there are several things I can comment on what you guys were saying, but one of the last things I think is love the process. Actually, it's two more things. Love the process. I cannot say enough how I just love daily the process. And another thing that I find in people who are on the fence about Christ, what that to do, is they think that Christians are an unhappy people. Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm so happy. I'm a bus most of the time, And it's Christianity, Christ brings you such a joy that you just can't believe you find it. And I love the sisters who said, "Where do you stand with God?" Where do you stand?
Yes, amen. That's what you better know, where you stand with God, because if you don't, you won't have time. If you be ready, you don't have to get ready. So if you know where you stand with God, you know what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about anybody else, but but I don't have time for pointing fingers. I don't have time for playing games. I don't have time for telling people my opinion or my agenda. The only thing I have been called to do is tell the world that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he died for my sin and for your sin, and that he loves
you.
He loves
us all. He loves us all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So I just, I praise God for that. You know, I thank God for him. I thank God for his son. Hallelujah. Because you have to understand something. Even Jesus, when he walked the face of the earth, yes, Jesus was concerned about those who were hurting. He was concerned about the sick. But that was not his main purpose. His purpose was to come here and present the plan of salvation. And that's what he did, to the point that he laid down his life so that we might live. That's what he came for, and that's what I've been called to tell the world. Hallelujah. Now, we have Mother Matt T in the house with us on tonight. Hallelujah. So, Mother Matt T, you know we're going to give you an opportunity to have a word. God bless you, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Sister Church. God bless the Spirit of our family. God bless you, Apostle Zeta. That was a wonderful lesson, wonderful message. This is Holy Month. This is Holy Week. And this is symbolic. This is a reflection of the time that Jesus died for our sins. He was beat beyond recognition. They really beat him.
Can you see me down, Mother?
I'm sorry, huh?
Turn your TV down. Turn your TV down.
Hold on. Okay.
So we can hear you. There you go.
Okay, how's that?
That's a little better. Yes, ma'am. We want to hear you.
A little better. Hold on. I can't hear you now. Now, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you, Mother.
Okay. This is symbolic. This is a reflection of the time that, you know, Jesus hung, bled, and died. They beat him beyond recognition. I mean, you know, and all that he went through, you know, he paid the price for us. He paid the ransom for us. And he did this so that we could live again. The Bible says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And he says, whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's true. This is the month and time to reflect on that. And when we take communion, we do this in remembrance of King Jesus until he returns. And he shall return. So March 31st is Easter, Resurrection Sunday. This is also a time of thanksgiving. We thank Father God for sending his wonderful darling son, King Jesus. We thank King Jesus for what he did. Like the song said, he didn't have to die. He didn't have to die on that cross, and he did not have to do that.
But he did.
So we thank him. And when we lose somebody close to us, that gives us hope, knowing that when we transition from light here, as we know it, when we transition from this earth planet to the afterlife, we will meet our loved ones again. So we thank God right now. We thank King Jesus right now. No matter what
you're
doing,
amen.
Apostle Zeta, as always, you taught a very wonderful, powerful Bible study lesson. I mean, like I said, you make it plain where everybody can understand. It was so powerful, so powerful. You know, God bless you. I love you. Love the way you teach Bible study. I think this is the best Bible study I have ever had, period. She makes it plain. She makes it so plain. And it's a wonderful, powerful Bible study, powerful lesson. The scriptures is powerful. Thank you so very kindly, Apostle Zeta. God bless you and your family. God bless you.
And God bless you and your family. I love you.
God bless you, Mother Matthew.
Everybody at Spirit Alive family. And keep Mother Gibbons in prayer. She's okay.
We sure will.
Yeah, she missed the tree. She really missed the tree because every time I find out about it, you know, I let her know. But, you know, I know, you know, she goes through things. But she's all right. She's all right. But keep her in prayer.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that I love Apostle Zeta so much is that she's real. She just allows God to use her. She is truly a servant leader after God's own heart. And it shows in her Bible studies. It comes across. The love that God has for her comes across to us when she is teaching these lessons. So, you know, if you want to truly be powerful and impact people, then you have to be real. Hallelujah. You cannot, because no matter, you know, I tell people, you can fool all the people some of the time. And you can fool some of the people all the time. But you're not going to fool God none of the time. So he always knows our motives. We can go through we can be saying the right things. But if we're not doing it with the right motives, if we're not doing it to truly reconcile someone back to Jesus, then we're out of order. Some of us, some servant leaders especially, you know, they like to take the word of God and beat people up with it. Well, the Lord didn't give us the word of God to beat people over the head with it. He gave us the word of God to make disciples, to disciple others so that they will turn around and make disciples. That's the whole point. But you got to be real. You can't be walking around in self thinking that you done did something, because we got a whole bunch of folks out here that's calling themselves bishops and pastors and apostles and things, and they haven't been called and sent. They just went, Lord Jesus. And it shows in the way that they deal with God's people. So when you hear someone like Apostle Zeta, and you hear her humility, you hear the love, you hear the grace, you hear the joy, you hear the peace. That is the mark of someone who is walking in the Spirit, not in herself, not in her flesh, not in her agendas, not in her opinions, because she doesn't have an agenda or opinion until God gives her one. And I praise God for you, Apostle Zeta. And again, I am so blessed that we are co-laborers, that we have been walking together. We go back like old Cadillacs. Praise the Lord. I've walked with Apostle Zeta for over 20 years. So, you know, and ever since I met her, she has been the same way, loving, kind, always imparting the word of God, even when it's not easy. Even when it's not easy, because
sometimes
we have to tell people things that they don't want to hear. You know, they don't want to hear. And so, you know, but that doesn't mean, I tell people, just because you don't want to hear me tell you that you need to repent doesn't make it any less true. Amen? So, you know, I heard one of these false prophets say, well, I don't talk to the people about sin because, you know, they know what they're doing wrong. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Amen.
We have too many Christians that sit on their couches, okay, and they watch the news. Okay, they watch the people, you know, the shooters and the, you know, they hear about the stabbings and they go, those are sinners. I am not. No, you're just as much as a sinner as they are. You know, we can't classify and justify our sin before God. So we have to get real, walk in righteousness, walk in holiness. Thank God. We thank God that we have all of that in King Jesus. We don't have to try to produce that for ourselves. When we find ourselves in a fault, we should go to the Lord quickly and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. We really do. We need to get that. We shouldn't even go to bed without unrepented sin. We need to go to God and say, Lord, I fell short on this, and I just want you to forgive me and cleanse me, and just keep that process of reconciliation going. If you are listening tonight and you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, I'm going to give you an opportunity tonight to simply begin that process. And all you have to do is first and foremost, you have to go to Jesus Christ and confess that you're a sinner. You need to ask him to come into your life and save you. You need to ask him to come into your life so that by the power of his Holy Spirit, you can become all that he wants you to become. And I say that it's only the beginning because many people are walking around today, and if you ask them, well, are you saved? And they want to tell you, well, yeah, you know, I walked down front January 3rd, 1962, you know. Well, I don't want people to believe that just because they went down front somewhere or they bowed their heart one time and they asked Jesus to come into their life, that they believe that's it. That is only the beginning. When you ask Jesus to come into your life, it begins a process. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, if any man be in Christ, he be a new creation. Yes, it says, amen. Behold, all old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Well, that's that reconciliation process. That's a part of that reconciliation process when God is going through with you by the power of his Spirit, and he is reconciling you back and conforming you back to his mindset, back to his heart set. So right now, if you want to give your life to Christ, we want to know that you would do that, that you did that. There is no one pat sinner's prayer, because only you know what you're guilty of. Only you know what you need to confess. So we pray that you will go to the Lord today and ask him to come into your life and save you. And then we pray that you would go and study to show yourself approved. You just can't listen to every pastor, every apostle, every bishop, every teacher these days. You need to study to show yourself approved. Then you need to get with a body of believers that truly love the Lord, truly serve as God has commanded, truly loves as God has commanded. You need to find a place where you will be accepted, honored, prayed for. Your burdens will be, people will help you carry your burdens. Hallelujah. People will be kind and they will be loving towards you even in the midst of trouble. So we want you to begin your process, but we also want you to know reconciliation is a process. God is moving us from faith to faith and glory to glory. And the way he does that is by constantly renewing our minds with his holy word. Hallelujah. He does that through conversing with us through prayer. He can do that through dreams. He can do it through vision. God can work in many, God can work in all kinds of ways to get our attention. And tonight, Apostle Zeta and I pray that he got yours. Hallelujah. Once again, I am Apostle Shaleen Cook, a.k.a. The Bishop. And on behalf of myself and Apostle Zeta and all of our regulars here and all of you that were in the house tonight, hallelujah, we just praise God that you stop by tonight and sit in and
joined in
on our conversation tonight. Everyone that had a comment, we sure thank you. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. I want to say good evening. I see that my spiritual aunt Nita is in the house. One of our elders is in the house. I just want to praise God for her being here. Hallelujah. I always have to say hello to the elders of the church because, you know, they're the elders of the church. Hallelujah. So on behalf of all of us here at All Nations Bible Study, we pray. Excuse me. Me.
God bless you.
Oh, thank you. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. Excuse me, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, family. Everybody that's in the studio, good night.
Good
I
night.
Love you. Thank you for
good
coming,
night.
Everybody.
Good night. Good night.
I
love you, Bishop
you.
Cook.
Love
you, too, Apostle Zeta. Love you all, Mother Mitchell.
You.
Love you all.
Love
you all.
Comment.
Yes, me too. Amen.
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 Love you all. God bless you.
Love you.
Wonderful job.
And I'll be
wonderful
in touch
job.
With you
wonderful
too.
Job, Apostle
I'll be
Zeta.
In touch
wonderful
too.
Job.
Yeah, wonderful.
All right.
Teaching. Wonderful.
Bye.
And there's no expiration date on that.
No.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
No, it is not. Absolutely not.
No, it's not.
I love you all
no, it's not.
So much. And I will see
yes.
you soon, Mother Mati.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Take care. Yeah.